All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, God. Welcome, one and all, on a Friday. We actually have something good happening to us in Suck City. Welcome, Friday, April 19th. Steve Yzerman will be the general manager of the Red Wings. You can do whatever you want with it. We've got a huge show planned for you. Kevin Weeks of NHL Network will join us at 2:15. We're trying to pin down Eddie Olczyk on a time for later in the show. We do plan on hopefully getting Steve Yzerman himself shortly after the press conference. We will carry the press conference live for you at 3. And we kind of just soak it all in. And look, there are certain times, like a lot of times, we go overboard with stuff and radio is like being a fan. It's emotional and you get into it and sometimes things are hyperbolic and sometimes things are overdone. But certain times, I don't think it's wrong. Certain times, it is as good as you say it is, or it is as great as you hope it is. And look, there's no reason to shortchange it. This is the Grand Slam hire that the Red Wings had to have. This is the moment where you think the Red Wings start to go that direction again. And it's not disrespectful. And look, it's pretty clear Kenny Holland played a role in this. It's pretty clear Kenny Holland, as reports are coming out, had to do a little bit of recruiting or had to massage a few things. The point is, it was time for Kenny to go. Yzerman is probably the only name that was going to unify the entire fan base. And look, I've said it to you for a while, and I don't think it's reshaping the wheel or curing cancer, but I do have a belief that Yzerman is going to be everything that Harbaugh was supposed to be. I do believe Steve Yzerman will come here and will bring a Stanley Cup back to Detroit. He is one of the best general managers in the sport. I think this is a job that is going to be deeply personal to him. This will be his last job, and this will be a legacy job. And you were able to bring him back. And I don't see a reason to cast doubt on it. And I don't see a reason to be careful about it. It's okay to just say, hey, you know what? This is objectively the best thing to happen locally in sports since, I mean, Jesus, for the Red Wings, it might be Game 7, 2013 against Anaheim. And a lot of people like myself were already wanting a rebuild then, but I digress. I mean, what is the last thing we had in this town? I think it makes the Red Wings relevant. I think it makes the Red Wings credible. I think it begins the process of making the Red Wings a destination again. And I think it's, look, again, objectively, he's the only GM in this town that is not either a question mark or outright bad. That's a big deal, and I don't really feel a need to play games with you and, well, be careful about your hopes. No, you know what? Being a fan, and when you're in a city like this, you don't even have your hope. Yzerman returned some of that. And for a day, it's absolutely fine to exhale a little bit and celebrate a little bit and go, you know what? This had to happen. It's one of the worst-kept secrets in sports. We knew from the minute Yzerman said for family reasons he was going to be exiting Tampa that this was the day that was going to happen. It was a matter of when and how. And it's here. And I think Red Wing fans deserve it. I think the city, honest to God, from a sports standpoint, is desperate. And look, Bob McKenzie's reporting is as good as it gets, and I'm not sitting here asking anybody to be nice to Ken Holland, okay? I wanted Kenny out of here years ago. But Bob McKenzie reporting it, there is no doubt in my mind. Ken Holland absolutely facilitated Yzerman's return. He's quite content to move upstairs. I don't know about that. We'll see. It's possible, though, not fully guaranteed, Holland will finish out his executive career at the Wings. Reality, Holland enjoys being an NHL GM. If the opportunity presented itself, Seattle, you will never know, but it would have to be the perfect fit in terms of owner, team, location, challenge. Look, bottom line, everything worked out. Did it take too long? Yes. Has it been painful? Yes. Has it been stressful? Yes. Have there been many a day where you guys have called this radio show upset with something that Holland did or did not do? Yes. Said or did not say? Yes. Disappointment in the lottery? Yes. Today, you start the process of a little bit of payback. And if you think it's a little much, if you think I'm too positive about it, that's okay. We're going to have a disagreement. I believe for years, you bring Stevie Yzerman here and you bring him home, it is deeply personal and he is infinitely qualified. He will bring you a Stanley Cup. I just believe that. I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't think I have to. Now, make no mistake, there is no barometer for success here for Steve outside of a Stanley Cup. That's it. Nobody here is interested in playoffs or becoming legitimate or having fun. It's the Stanley Cup. And Yzerman's well aware of that. Clearly, intimately aware of that. That's it. And I think you know it going in. You know what the job is. There's one goal. You come to Detroit, or you go to Boston, or you go to Toronto, or you go to Chicago, Montreal. It's the Stanley Cup. That's it. That's all. And he knows it going in. And I think when you can make a hire in a place like that, and it's the great Grand Slam unifying hire, it works out more often than not. It really does. And this is your moment. This is your hire. So I think it's phenomenal for the fans who've been beaten down. I think no matter what side of the rebuilding argument you've been on, or what time you hopped on the rebuild train, or what you thought about Holland then, now, none of it matters. You got what you wanted. You got what you deserved. Now, at least, we have one team in this town that from a completely, you know, it's almost like a bipartisan effort. Everybody can get on board and go, I believe in this guy. I believe in this process. And now we can start to try to put this thing back together and get the winged wheel back where it belongs, which is amongst the best teams in the NHL. No, I don't believe the playoffs look right without the Red Wings. I haven't really lived most of my adult life without that. This is what needed to happen. I think it's a banner day. I think it's one of the bigger days in the last several years locally. And I don't know what compares with it. I'll leave that to you. It's subjective. It's about what you feel. And lately, if you're a Detroit sports fan, you haven't been feeling a whole lot, except getting your nuts kicked in. This helps a little bit. This is a bag of frozen peas on the chandelier. This is good. Big show. Kevin Weeks will join us from NHL Network. We'll get his thoughts on it. We will take the presser live at 3. We'll hopefully get Steve Yzerman to join us. And later in the show, working on Eddie Olczyk. Lots to do. I'll throw the number out if you guys want to join in, deliver some thoughts, 248-539-9797. Certainly ticket text 97136. It's all there for you. We're just getting warmed up on a big Friday, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.